There was a two-bottom plow. Some of them had a seat on them. Most of them was a walking plow.
With a seat, that would be something. That would be, yeah.
You could ride on it.
Is that what they call it, a riding plow?
Yeah.
I see. And later on, when tractors came in, did...
Well, you had two-bottom plows. You had three-bottom plows. If your tractor was big enough, you had a four-bottom plow. We had big harrows and discs. And
so it really was just a change in size. Okay, I see. Have you ever heard of a G-Wiz? No? Okay. How about, did they ever have earth movers?
Oh, yeah. In Dad's day, it was a Fresno. I don't remember what they dug the earth loose with. Probably somebody's plow. And then that Fresno come along and picked it up and piled it up where you wanted to build a dam. Or if you were just building a road, well, you went right down the countryside with the Fresno.
Now, how many horses would it take to pull a Fresno?
I think most of them were just for two horses. I never don't remember seeing any with more than two horses.
Was there a smaller variety of a Fresno?
Oh, yeah, there was a smaller one, but I think they used two horses on all of them.
Did that have a different name, the smaller one, or it was a Fresno, too? I see. That's interesting. Have you ever heard of a buck scraper? Okay, I think that's maybe what they call a Fresno in the East.
Well, it might be. But...
And harrows, were there different types of harrows?
Oh, yeah, there was, in later years, there's what they call a spring tooth harrow. But way back when I was growing up, it was just a spike tooth harrow. Just the spikes that you could raise them, pull back on some levers, and make them stand right straight up, or show the levers ahead and make them lay down.
Now, a spring tooth, those flip back and forth?
Yeah, the teeth are shaped like a oval, part of half oval. And the idea of it was to keep them from breaking, they're made of a spring metal that don't break.